All right, we're back in session. Thank you, everyone. Commissioner Fritz, you had a slight rewording of one of your...
No, it's fine.
It's good.
What I said was fine.
Okay, good. So it's my understanding the decision is to go.
Thank you.
Very good. So with that, Carla, please call the roll on the resolution. As amended. Oh, I'm sorry, we have to put the amendments on the table. Let's put them on as a package. So we have a motion, we have a second for the package. Call the roll on the package of amendments, please.
Fritz.
Thank you, everybody, for your input. This has made it better. Aye.
Udaly.
Same. Thank you for all your input. It's just a really great example of how we can all do better work when we work together. Aye.
Wheeler.
Good package of amendments. Very thoughtful. Thank you for the testimony. I vote aye. The package of amendments is now on the table to the main motion as amended. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
So I felt really strongly that we should vote today. I really appreciate all the time that you have put in coming back again and again and again on this, and didn't want to have to ask you to do it again. The other reason was this council has worked really hard to come to consensus on this. And on the day where we honored Commissioner Nick Fish, it's partly in his legacy that I wanted to vote today to show that there was some disagreement, some back and forth, and we've got to something that we can all agree on. And there will be further opportunities for our colleague, Commissioner Hardesty, to weigh in on this as we move forward, because we're now setting in process a project that will have multiple times of coming back to be voted on. So I'm really glad that we're voting on it today. Mayor, thank you for your leadership on this. Thank you for your staff, Sam Diaz and Jamal Fox, Kristen Dennis. Absolutely fantastic in making the changes and reflecting your urgency, not only to do this as quickly as possible, but to do it as legally as possible so that it sticks. And I think we all agree with that. While we'd like to do it even faster, I think this is the quickest it can be done. I appreciate the staff in the bureaus being willing to knuckle down and you know, hire whoever's necessary, do whatever's necessary. But in particular, Mayor, I appreciate you now being in charge of all three bureaus, directing your staff that this is a council priority and that this is something that needs to happen. And so I really honor that you have taken the lead on that. Thank you to Cynthia Castro and Tim Crail on my staff, to Jamie Duhamel on Commissioner Udaly's staff, to Commissioner Udaly, who kind of threw the cat in the pigeons at the beginning of this discussion by saying, let's just do away with the exemption, and really got us going to do more faster, and then to work with your colleagues to come to something that you're comfortable with. So I very much appreciate that. Thank you to the staff in Parks. I've been working on this for a really long time, and it's been I can't remember the number of times that we've put together packages to come back with amendments on the tree code that have not been able to be funded. This year, I think it's going to be. Thank you to the Urban Forestry Commission, who has hung in there and given us really wonderful advice. Thank you to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. Let's get this done. Aye.
Udaly.
I mean, I just echo all of Commissioner Fritz's comments. I think we have come up with the best plan that we can, given the constraints that we must work within, that this is a reasonable timeline, both reflecting the urgency of the issue, but also the reality of the work that has to be done and the capacity of the Bureau. I believe it's legally defensible. I want to thank my colleagues for all hustling on this and the community, like I said. And I'm just going to take a quick moment to respond to something that was brought up about the Division Transit project, which is in my portfolio in PBOT. So not only will the project, we just got $87.5 million from the federal government to complete this project. It will reduce travel times on our buses by 20%, making buses 15 miles from Portland to Gresham a much more viable option for people, for commuters. It will have buses running every 12 minutes or more during peak hours. It will include shelters that include amenities such as weather protection, and it will include trees. Trees all along the project. I vote aye. Uh-oh.
You know, it's never good when the mayor and the council clerk and the city attorney are just standing over there talking to each other when the mayor should be right here voting.
It's nothing serious.
That's what they listen.
I get nervous when I see legal counsel and the clerk conferring, and then I run over there and everybody really panics. Commissioner Fritz, legal counsel just wants to make sure that we clarify the word change that you wanted to make in that last amendment during the break. Was there?
No, I didn't change it. We decided that it's fine the way I said it. So I will email the council clerk with all of my amendments in track changes so that you can add that. Thank you, though. To clarify, the question was, is regulation and standard the same thing? Because I said regulation and they're standards, but standards are regulations, so we think we're good.
I just would like to specifically thank Commissioner Fritz for capturing all of those amendments. It's been a really long day, and it's been a hard day, and this is a wonderful way to end it, and I couldn't have done that, so thank you.
This was like the distinction between boot and trunk, I think, right?
Yes. Wheeler.
Well, I won't belabor this. I just want to thank everybody for your testimony, and I want to particularly thank my colleagues, Commissioner Udaly and Commissioner Fritz, and their very incredible teams for all the hard work they've put in. And I want to thank Sam Diaz. Sam, wave. I want to personally embarrass you. Sam does fantastic work on behalf of my team on a whole host of issues related to our climate action planning, to our environmental goals and preservation and protection. And I just feel really privileged to have you on my team, Sam. And I do want to thank the bureaus. The bureaus that are involved here are already very overloaded with a lot of work. And I appreciate the grace and the class with which you worked on this, particularly over the holidays, to help make this happen. It's duly noted and greatly appreciated. So thank you. I vote aye. The resolution's adopted as amended. And we're adjourned.